America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome on into a October the 9th, Wednesday edition of Sports Talk. Head until 8 o'clock this evening. And after the first break, we'll check in with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, who is out of practice today. And, oh, what a day it was out in Saints land. Dennis Allen coming to the podium. It was around 4:30-ish. Later practice today for the Saints, so things were all kind of pushed back. And right out the gates, just dropped the bomb on everybody, saying, I bet you're wondering who's going to be the quarterback come Sunday for the Saints. And just laid it out there and said it's going to be the rookie in Spencer Rattler. I think it surprised everybody, one, because it was Jake Haener coming in relief on Monday Night Football for the injured Derek Carr. You thought maybe, all right, they're going to go with the guy who's been around a little bit longer in Haener. But after today, we find out it is going to be Rattler the rookie. Get those baby rattles out for the Superdome on Sunday, although I shouldn't say that. I don't think you can bring in noisemakers from the outside into the dome.
They bring in, like, I guess I'm thinking of like college football, like Texas A&M and the cowbells or whatever.
Right,
like,
right.
Maybe, you know, you could just, like, everyone's going to pull up rattlesnake sounds on their
I was going to say, I'm sure there's an app where you can get FX and everyone's going to have the rattlesnake effect.
I'd be curious to see what sticks with him with the, because at first when I was thinking of, like, is it going to be rattle, like, is it rat attack with actual rats? Is it rattlesnake? Like, I'd be very curious to see what sticks.
You can get just a whole few of them workshopping and see what works best.
We got to see what happens Sunday.
I'm ready for some shake, rattle, and roll.
Oh, I like that one. That's good. That's good.
The Saints going with Spencer Rattler. Obviously, the team hurting right now in all areas in the win-loss column, having dropped their last three. And then the practice report, the first one for Week 6, came out today and had a bunch of names on there as expected. Not practicing today. You got Taysom Hill still dealing with a rib issue. Cesar Ruiz, a knee issue, also a knee. And Peyton Turner looked over this, Cullen, and wanted to bring up, you know, obviously Alvin Kamara, we know, is going to probably be on here a bunch for this season. But now it doesn't say hip/rib for Alvin Kamara. Now it says hip/hand.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So now AK is also dealing with a hand issue.
I don't remember seeing him get a hand injury, but who's to say that it didn't happen during the game and we just didn't see it? I also wouldn't know how big it is. I mean, we just had Willie Gay with a hand injury as well, and he was out for a hot minute. He seems to be on the back and back.
He was on the positive today.
I was going to say, I will say, you know, this was a walkthrough of a day, so not like a full practice. So
exactly.
Everything is an estimate of availabilities. Nothing's concrete. Granted, there's a reason they're putting these out there. They're not going to, like, you could see someone who didn't play today be limited tomorrow. You could see someone be full tomorrow. You could also see someone who is full today or expected to be limited today be DNP tomorrow.
Like you're saying, my fingers are crossed right now. One of those is Taysom Hill is at least limited tomorrow.
100%.
But going down the list as well, still DNPs do not practice. Derek Carr, the oblique injury. Lucas Patrick, a chest issue. Will Harris, a hamstring issue.
That's a biggie,
actually.
And
also Pete Werner with the hamstring issue as well.
The Harris one's big. I think Jeff was talking earlier about how DA said that this Harris injury could land him on IR.
Ouch.
So, and I mean, I looked earlier. If you miss that, I mean, you're gonna miss the next two games, and then after that, you will face the Chargers and then Panthers. So you'd be back right before our big home stretch, where we have the Falcons November 10th at home. That'd be Week 10. Browns Week 11 on the 17th at home. You'd then have the bye week, and then another home game against the Rams the first weekend of December. So, he could be back hopefully by that time. We'll have to see how the team is. I mean, again, you know, Chargers game, that could be when that could be when Derek Carr comes back. But we're not going to – Harris, to put it bluntly, he hasn't been put on the IR yet, but DA did say that he's a possible candidate for it with that hamstring injury that happened, I think, pretty late into the game. I want to say like third or fourth quarter.
Yeah, so that's going to be – leaves you a question, obviously, again, now at the safety position.
Yeah.
Will we see more of Jordan Howden, and what will they do there? Also, you know, slipping by me – Rashid Shaheed on here is a did not practice with a hip issue. Hoping that's nothing serious. Obviously, the Saints' big playmaker so far this season, been their home run guy. Would love to see him obviously go up against those Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that I thought was just, you know, torn apart by Kirk Cousins and co. They just, 500 some odd yards he passed for against these Tampa Bay team. And you think that's obviously favorable for the Saints going into this matchup. You got guys like a Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed hopefully can play in it to be those weapons for a Spencer Rattler in this one. Other than that, you're going to have to lean heavily probably on your tight ends and, you know, Juwan Johnson and Foster Moreau. And it was nice to see at least the tight end position got a little more attention this past week.
They did. I did like seeing Juwan Johnson make some big plays when we needed it when we were driving downfield, and that Moreau touchdown was nice to see. We're seeing more out of them. I think we kind of, again, similar with like just across the board offensively, especially with the run game, we just want to see more from that. It seems like...
Like it, I love it, I need some more of it.
It feels like the last 3 weeks, the only productive part of our offense have just been wide receivers, for the most part. Sometimes we get a run play here and there, but like...
Or Alvin.
And that's kind of the thing, is that like, you know, it's just been the wide receiver. So I did like seeing some good things from our tight ends last night. Johnson, the other night, Johnson had 31 yards. Moreau had 13, but he had a touchdown. You want to see those guys more. Haven't seen anything from Holker, but then again, our tight end room's pretty set, so I'm not too worried about that. On the inverse, with the injury report, the Bucks are just as banged up at us. We had their center is down, and Mike was talking about how like he's been down for Graham Barton. He did not play today with a hamstring injury.
Right.
They're just as injured as us. Wasn't there that whole talking point about like in like week two or three that like four of their five DBUs were like out or something like that? Like their entire secondary is just shredded right now.
Well,
so
they looked at last game.
They looked at last game. That's the point, is that like, you know, if Carr wasn't injured, you could have seen that week one, week two Carr. Who's to say Rattler's not going to do something similar?
Oh, that'd be a great coming out party, game one, and you light up a division rival would forever endear your hearts into black and gold fans. Although I'm sure if the Saints just come out with a victory on Sunday,
Anything. They'd
be more than happy of, you know, touting Spencer Rattler as the next greatest thing.
I would have to see. We're going to have Jeff join us in just a little bit, and I'd have to wonder, because he said one of the things that stuck with me last week when he joined us was that, you know, if you play the Chiefs and you lose, but you keep it clean, and you lose, just even if it's by a touchdown, you keep it clean, you don't make as many mistakes, we're not going to be mad. They did make some mistakes, and I have to wonder, is he going to keep that same barometer here? Because you can't lose this game. You could have lost the Chiefs game. It's ugly to do it on Monday Night Football, the biggest stage in town, against the biggest dog in town. Taylor Swift had to watch us get humiliated. It was not pretty. But you can afford to lose it. It's an AFC game. It will not matter in a conference play. Yes, it sucks to go from 2-2 to 2-3, but this game matters infinitely more. And the game after, another AFC bout. But come on, You do not want to lose to Sean Payton and the Broncos.
No, everybody's going into that matchup going, we got to beat Sean no matter what.
Yeah, I mean, that was week one, week two. Honestly, week three and four, I looked at that and I was like, this should be a W. The Broncos are on the up and up, and we've been trending down as of late, but I was telling you earlier, the Rattler announcement kind of like gives me a lot more hope for that.
He's alive.
He's alive, very much. So I got hope. I got hope for that game.
We need that hope back. Obviously, hope hasn't been around since week two, which seems like a year ago now against those Dallas Cowboys.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.